You're listening to Consider This, episode 242, for February 4th, 2019.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome to the award-winning podcast featuring my conservative commentary and your feedback. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, about to give birth to yet another episode that will be just 10 minutes or less. Your thoughts are definitely appreciated in the delivery room. Stop by the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to push them my way. That's CT as in contraction timing. If you haven't guessed by my not-so-subtle references to it, I'll be talking about childbirth this time out. Well, more specifically, the ending of a child just before birth, and some new laws that make that easier. That's coming up. You can now listen to Consider This on Spotify. For some, listening to me there might be easier than trying to figure out a podcast app. So if you tell a friend about me, that's a new way to listen. And by the way, I put up a question on the Facebook page asking how you discovered this show. Stop by there and let me know. I'm really enjoying some of the stories. Recently, the state of New York passed a new abortion law that allows for abortion right up until the baby is delivered. Though the law does come with some legalese regarding the restriction of third trimester abortions. Democrats were so delighted about this that Governor Andrew Cuomo had the Freedom Tower in Manhattan lit up pink in honor of the passage of this law. In my mind, however, this is disastrous. A child that is completely viable, 1 minute prior to birth, can be killed because of where it is, inside versus outside the mother. As though simply delivering a baby magically transforms a clump of cells into a human life in an instant. I posted an article about this on the Facebook page, noting my disapproval of it. I said, quote, "Bad news on the pro-life front. Killing a child is not health care." Close quote. Followed by the headline, "New York legalizes abortion up to birth." Listener Steve commented on the post this way, quote, "No need to dare me, just give me the source and I'll check it out. I'm not so sure how much trust I should put into any source that has an agenda. Especially when I have the bill right in front of me and can read it. You still haven't pointed out where in the bill it gives the permission you are railing against." Close quote. The idea that my source had an agenda was a fair point. The link was to the relatively new site, the Christian Daily Reporter. It's mostly a Drudge Report-style site filled with links to stories that Christians might be interested in. This story was a rare instance of the CDR doing its own reporting, or, at the very least, summarizing the points from other sources. But the information in the article was correct, and I replied, quote, "The law allows abortion after 24 weeks for the life of the mother or fetal inviability. As with abortion laws around the country, the practical interpretation will be done very broadly. It's never in the text of the law, it's always in the leeway given, and that leeway always expands." Close quote. That certainly has been how it's been dealt with in the past. Steve replied, quote, "Thank you for reading the bill. Yes, those are the main exemptions. I am not willing to condemn them until I see how they are being implemented." Close quote. Well, I've seen it. And I don't see any reason to think New York's version of this will be any different, especially since a pink Freedom Tower tells us that they're thrilled with this new law. It's essentially a backstop in case some Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade. If that happened, contrary to talking points from the Democrats, this would not outlaw abortion. Instead, it would be up to the individual states, and New York is getting ahead of that. But let's talk about that life and health of the mother exception. Can we get a feel for how that might be implemented? Or do we have to just wait and see? Well, I don't think we have to wait. We can look at the actual law governing this, so let's do that. I'm going to be referring to an article on the website lifeaction.org, which has pro-life news and opinion. Biased, you might say, but you'll see, especially in this case, their opinion is backed up. Let's look at that exemption. After 24 weeks, an abortion can happen in New York in case of risk to the mother's health. But what does that mean? Well, the Supreme Court also gave its opinion on that as well. On the same day in 1973 that it ruled in Roe v. Wade, the case Doe v. Bolton was also ruled on. From LiveAction.org,
in this decision, the court found that physicians, as the medical experts, should be the ones to determine if an abortion is necessary or not. Doe's text reads, quote, "Medical judgment may be exercised in the light of all factors, physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age, relative to the well-being of the patient. All these factors may relate to health," close quote.
So this opened the door to not just physical health, but also emotional reasons, family reasons, any reason at all, frankly. And this is a medical judgment. So the doctor gets to say what qualifies. You know, the same one who makes money if he or she performs that abortion. So while in theory there is a restriction, in practice there has been nothing, and there will be nothing restricting about this restriction. I don't need to wait and see how New York will implement it. History will merely repeat itself. There are some other myths that are covered in the article that I'll just touch on here. Will women die without late-term abortions? No, because a late-term abortion is never necessary for that. OBGYNs have been coming forward with decades of experience and thousands of deliveries among them to say that they have never seen a situation where killing the baby was required to save the mother's life. Delivery, either vaginally or C-section, yes. Killing, no. What about fetal anomalies, even when the child might not live long? Again, killing is never necessary in cases like Down syndrome. And where a baby might not make it very long, and the woman might not want to go through the pain? Well, studies show that women who carry to term actually come out better psychologically than those who abort. At the very least, this action by New York State is shining the light on how radical the left is on this issue. And if you think New York is unique, consider this. Democrats in Virginia have proposed a law that would allow late-term abortions right up to and including when the woman is dilating while she is in the process of giving birth. Further, she may have one for any reason. There is no life or health of the mother fig leaf. This would literally be abortion on demand right up to the absolute last second. This is what Democrats have been working toward, and they're getting it. They are truly the party of death. Now, that sounds harsh, I know, but I know of no other description that truly describes it. Killing a baby is not health care. And a child just about ready to be born is most certainly not just a clump of cells. This is why we need conservative judges and legislators at both the state and federal level. We need to protect life so that there can be liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Thanks to Steve for letting me know where he might disagree with me. I want to know what you think, whether you're with me or against me. You can call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. But the best way to find out how to get your opinion to me is at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That will point you to, among other places, the Facebook page, where, like Steve, you can comment on one of the posts there and tell me what you think. With me or not, agree or not, let's make this a dialogue so that we can consider this.